Welcome to Astros Baseball, a podcast by a fan for the fans of the Houston Astros. Here's your host, Rob Fontenot.
Welcome back to another episode of Astros Baseball, brought to you by RamShirts.com, the company that brought you Crush City Tees. RamShirts offers custom printed and embroidered apparel. They offer direct-to-garment printing for small runs and screen printing for larger runs. You can follow them on Twitter and Instagram at RamShirts. Visit RamShirts.com for all your custom apparel needs. On tonight's episode, I will be joined by my good buddy, Mario Cortez. Mario, what's up, bud?
What's up, Rob? Doing good. Doing good this evening. It's been a good day. Could have been better, obviously. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But doing good right now.
Yeah, it started out good. So just a little background. Me and Mario recorded Sunday Stros, and then we recorded our new football podcast called Red River Shoutout. And now we're, and I figured, you know what? I got to record Astros Baseball. Why not make it a trifecta and get Mario back on?
Ooh, wee. That's what I'm talking about.
So this series, Astros against the Angels, you're hoping that the Astros don't go to LA and do what they normally do and play bad against bad teams. But no, they did fine. They did win the series 2-1. They didn't win tonight, but in any situation, I don't care if they're playing the worst team in the world, I will take a split, and I will take a series win 2-1 any day.
Oh, most definitely. You know, I'll, after the game, you know, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, a lot of people were just saying, oh, this and that. I said, you know what? I'll take a series win, you know. I want to win series, especially the World Series, but I want to win series, you know. And 2-1 is good. It takes us into Kansas City. But, you know, I had my broom ready. I'm not going to lie. I had my broom ready. I was ready to sweep. But, you know, I'll definitely take a series win.
You had your broom ready, but the Astros didn't have their bats ready on Sunday. So let's start with Friday, buddy. We got Zach Greinke, who pitched an amazing game. 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 7 strikeouts, and 0 walks. No runs, no walks. He picks up the win. He is now 11-3 on the season. Is he our ace, or is Lance McCullers, Louis? Who's our ace? Is it Zach Greinke?
Zach Greinke is the ace. You know, he's the veteran. He's the man. You know, if it's game 7, if you start off to World Series game 1, if you do game 7, I want Zach Greinke on there. You know, there's no knock on Lance, no knock on Luis Garcia, or, you know, Framber. You know, everybody's pitching great. You know, Jake Arizzi, you know, he'll have his starts. You know, he did well his last start. But Zach is the ace. I want him on there. And Friday was just another example of that he's the ace, you know. He could have gone, I said it earlier, and he was my pitcher of the week. But, you know, he could have gone the distance. But, you know, I mean, why mess up a good thing, you know? He pitched very well. And, you know, Zach Greinke is our ace.
Offensively, the Astros were only able to score in the top of the fourth. But that score was a Kyle Tucker grand slam home run. Correa, Altuve, Aledmys Diaz, all on base, all scored. Astros up 4-0. No more scoring in the game until the bottom of the eighth. Otani, you watch a lot of highlights on Otani, but you really don't get the feel of how good he is until we're playing the Angels. And last year, he wasn't that healthy, but now he is. And that dude is really, really good. He had an RBI single, and that was off Graveman. Was that Graveman's first run allowed of the year?
I believe so, yeah. It was kind of funny because I think I saw somebody put on there, I think it was Michael Schwab that put on there, his ERA went from 0.70 to 0.89. Because he finally gave up a run, you know?
So that was the only run. The Astros win 4-1. Pretty happy. Presley went an inning. He had a strikeout. Picks up save. Number 19, Aledmys Diaz, 2-for-4. Kyle Tucker went 1-for-4, but he did have a grand slam. And that was his last game for us. What Dusty Baker said, he'll be out for another week on the IL for safety and health protocol. The Astros, 4 runs on 6 hits. And the Angels had 1 run on 4 hits. So we go to Saturday. We had Luis Garcia. We go to the scoring, bottom of the first, Otani. Solo home run, 1-0. The guy's just amazing. Jared Walsh, RBI single. The Angels are up 2-0. However, the Jake Meyer show starts in the third inning. Jake Meyer's solo home run cuts the lead 2-1. But he hit his home run, and he didn't know it was a home run because they got that weird, you know, they don't have a fence that it goes over. It's just a yellow line. He was confused. The third baseman stopped him. Kind of ruins the moment for him for that home run, right?
It does, because you want to do your trot. You want to do your, you know, you got your teammates just like yelling and screaming that, you know, you got the home run. But just to not know to be like, should I stay on base or am I out? Or is this a ground rule double, you know, things like that. But, you know, it did take a little bit out there, but I'm so glad that it was a home run.
Correa gets the Astros on the board the same inning with a sac fly, ties things up. And then your boy, Yordan Alvarez, an RBI double, brings in Michael Brantley. The Astros take the lead 3-2 in a big third inning. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Alvarez back at it again. Another double. Another time he brings in Michael Brantley. Astros are up 4-2. Then you go to top of the sixth with the bases loaded. Jake Meyer's grand slam home run. Yuli comes in. McCormick comes in. Castro comes in. It is 8-2. And that, my friend, is your final score. How awesome was that grand slam?
Oh, man, it was phenomenal. And, you know, to be honest, you know, Jake, you know, coming up and everything, you know, filling in. And to have the slam, I mean, that's just going to be like his signature. I mean, this is just like one of the many things to come for Jake. But, you know, that was just like, boom, welcome to the majors. And that was just like, that's the best way to do it.
So Luis Garcia goes 5 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs allowed, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. He gave up 1 home run. But look at this, buddy. You go to the bullpen. Raley, Taylor, Maton, Garcia, 4 combined innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. Kind of couldn't read my own writing there when I got to Maton, but I got it out. What do you think about the bullpen so far? I mean, what an amazing performance they've done since the trade deadline. It's just like day and night.
Oh, I'm loving it, you know. And, you know, we can backtrack to the Abraham Toro deal. And we can do that all day. But I love this bullpen, and I love what I'm seeing. And you know what? All the teams out there need to be scared, because we're going to have the best bullpen come playoff time. And, you know, especially Graveman. I mean, come on. Like, everybody else is, like, amazing. Like, you know, it's just one thing. They're just going to, like, we fixed the bullpen issue. And that's one of the things that I was kind of concerned about. But, you know, it's like you said, the trade deadline, we fixed that, and now we're good.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of people saying, we need another starter. We need another starter. We got more starters than we have places to put them. I said, we need bullpen. I said 2 guys, and they went out and got, like, 4 guys. Yep. And it's just a completely different team. The bullpen is almost completely all new guys, and I love it. So let's go to today's game. Michael Brantley starts things out in the top of the third with a solo home run to make it 1-0. Michael Brantley looks like, at least in that home run, like you barely swung. It's just amazing how smooth his swing is.
Yeah, I love his swing, you know, like ever since he came to us. You know, to be honest, I didn't really see much of him in Cleveland. But when he came to us, you know, he has one of the sweetest swings and smooth, and just like you said. And, you know, I love it. You're right. It looked like he was just, to me, when he first hit it, the only reason you'll know is because the camera in the broadcast, they just, the player just didn't move, and it's gone, you know. But, you know, it looked like a regular swing, you know, to be honest.
In the bottom of the fifth, former Astro Jack Mayfield scores on a Fletcher ground out to tie things up. Bottom of the sixth, Gosselin scores on an Adele ground out. So the Angels get two runs on ground out for the guy on third. They're up 2-1. And then Gosselin with a solo home run in the eighth, the nail on the coffin, 3-1. Absolutely no offense for the Astros. I didn't even write down offensive stats. I just have Lance McCullers 5 2/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, a walk, 8 strikeouts. Stanek, 1/3 of an inning. Christian Javier, 2 innings, 2 hits, and he gave up a home run. So not any offense at all, just Michael Brantley, and that's it, buddy. I mean, overall, we only allowed 3 runs. I think this today ended a, what was it? How many games in a row was it with 3 runs or more?
I believe it's like, you know, I actually gotta look it up, but we've had consecutive games of 3 runs or more. And so I'm thinking today, well, I mean, we're gonna get at least 3 runs, but we did not. But I guess I can't put my finger on the exact number, but I know it was a lot because it was highlighted on social media that we've gone this many consecutive games with 3 runs or more.
Yeah, I want to say 19, but that seems like a lot.
Somewhere around there.
I really don't know. I mean, we should do our research, you know.
Definitely.
So the Astros lose, but Saturday they pick up win number 70. I mean, if they keep up the current pace, they're not going to win 100 games, but I didn't think they would. I think at the beginning of the year I predicted them to win, I think it was 96, maybe something like that. But they're still 2.5 games ahead of Oakland. They're 5-5 in their last 10, and the run differential is +165. Next up is a 4-game set against Kansas City, and they are in last place in the Central, 49-67, with a -110 run differential. What do you see? Do you see the Astros sweeping them? I mean, I do. I see it. I see them, but you know they're not going to.
That's what I was. You know, you took the words right out of my mouth. Look, I can say right now, from what you said, they're last on paper. We're sweeping them, but we've talked about it before, where we do great against good teams and not so much against bad teams. So, you know, I want to get a sweep. If we take it, we're definitely going to take the series. I mean, that's not even a question. We're going to take the series. But I want the guys to be fired up. I want them to think about what happened today and take it into tomorrow and take it into the next game. And let's get these W's, because we don't want to have a slip, you know, because what really upset it, well, you know, got my Billy Goat today, is that the Oakland A's lost a victory. We're going to pick them another game on them. We have to take advantage of this. It's August already. So right now, from what I'm saying, I'm thinking we're going to sweep. But the little thing in the back of my head says, man, like, are we going to take them too lightly, you know?
So you and I both predicted that the Astros would be up 10 games on Oakland. And I don't think we're going to get there, buddy. But, I mean, it like you just said, it's like every time that they announce, hey, Oakland lost today, we lose. I mean, what's up with that? It's just nuts. But one thing about Kansas City coming into this series, I don't even remember saying this, but they're 3-7 in their last 10, and they have lost 4 games in a row. So we're getting a team that's not playing good. I don't know who they beat in those 3 games. But let's get to the pitching matchups, and this is brought to you by Dugout Mugs. Go to dugoutmugs.com and Swig for the Fences. Go get you that new metal mug. It's pretty awesome. My boy Mario's got one headed his way. So let's look at the pitching matchups, buddy. 7:10 on Monday, we got Jake Odorizzi, who had one of his best outings of the year, and he's facing Hernandez. I don't know have his first name, but he's 3-1 with a 4.11 ERA. And for Kansas City, out of the four guys, this is the best chance that they have to win because this is the only guy with an ERA under 5.
Oh, most definitely. I'm thinking that this will be good for Jake to have this matchup because it's gonna. I think he's gonna pitch well. I think we'll get the W on this one. I think we'll, you know, the bats will wake up. He'll pitch decent. If I can get 5 or 6 out of Jake, and then put in our amazing bullpen, I mean, we could just sign in that victory right now. But of course, I gotta play the game and everything. But I think that Jake is gonna have his second straight good outing. That's what I'm saying.
Tuesday, the game is also at 7:10. It's Framber Valdez against Lynch. He's 2-3 with a 5.97 ERA. It's almost 6. Wednesday's at 7:10, and it's Zach Greinke, who see if he can follow up that amazing 7-inning shutout game he had. And he'll be facing Singer, who is 3-8 with a 5.42 ERA. And Thursday, here's something we talked about earlier. The game's at 1:10. This is what you do. You have a 1 o'clock game so that your opponent can get out of town and travel. You don't make them play a night game when they leave. But it's Luis Garcia versus Minor, who is 8-11 with a 5.35 ERA. I mean, like you said earlier, buddy, on paper, if this was a Kansas City Royals podcast, I would say I think we got one chance, and that's Monday. And it's only because it's our guy that's 3-1 with a 4.11 ERA. I mean, but what do the Astros do? They face a guy with a 7 ERA and make him look like a Cy Young contender. And that is exactly why I cannot predict, and I promised I wouldn't do it anymore. I cannot predict a sweep because, I mean, I wouldn't bet anything on it.
No, same here. You know, and that's the issue that I always have is because the sweeps will come when you don't expect it. You know, we went to Cleveland, we swept them, and Cleveland is a good team. We swept the White Sox at home, and the White Sox are a good team, you know. And so, yeah, I definitely want to do the same thing. I mean, I said it earlier right now. I had the broom really because I had so much confidence going into today's game with Lance. No idea that, you know, the bats weren't going to come alive because they had been in the last couple of games. But, you know, every single pitching matchup that we see for the Kansas City or against Kansas City, it looks like each one of our starters is going to go far into the start and be victorious. But, you know, I can't say it. You know, I can't say it. I got to go with if anything's going to be an issue, it's probably going to be tomorrow. But I've already said that Jake's going to have a good start, so I don't want to say bold.
Go back.
You know, yeah, go back and be like, tomorrow he could do it. Or he can. I mean, I'm not Stephen A. Smith, you know. But I think that'll probably be the only one where you'll, like, go, But the other ones look like we're going to take them all, especially Zach Greinke. He's going to have a second straight start, a phenomenal start. I mean, he's been pitching good all year. But I know sometimes he'll have the great start, and then he'll have, you know, and then you have a few great starts, you know. But I think we should do them all four. You know, all those W's are going to be ours. And, you know, but, you know, they got to play the game and we got to see where we're going to go from there.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to predict, I would say 3 out of 4. But like I said at the beginning, I'll be a little upset if they go 2-2, but I mean, I can't complain. I mean, a split is good, but you have to beat bad teams. You have Framber Valdez, Zach Greinke, Luis Garcia going up against 3 struggling pitchers who have lost a combined 22 games, and their ERA is probably about 5.5. You got to win those games. So let me tell you this, buddy. This is episode 499. And episode 500, folks, is coming out on Tuesday. And I've already let you know that it's been recorded already. It's been recorded weeks ago because it's very special. And I didn't want it to just be something that happened. I've been trying to promote it. I want all of you guys to get ready. It's coming Tuesday. Tell if you're like 30 years old, tell your dad. Tell your dad. If you're a Houston Oilers fan, you can't miss this, guys. Houston Oilers, legendary quarterback on episode number 500, Dan Pastorini.
What?
Dan Pastorini, episode 500. Oh, my goodness. I talked to him for 45 minutes. We talked about being drafted. We talked about playing for the Oilers, Earl Campbell coming in, losing NFC championships, being traded to Oakland, how they treated him there, doing Top Fuel drag racing after that, posing for Playgirl. It was an amazing conversation. And if you guys are still with us right now, you can't miss it. Episode 500, Dan Pastorini. Be there or be square. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
So thanks, Mario, for coming on. I appreciate it. That's the third podcast of the day. This is episode 499. Like I said, 500 is coming up. Thanks to Mario, and thanks to all of you for tuning in.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you guys allowing me to continue since 2018, making 500 episodes. It's coming Tuesday. We'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Astros Baseball. Be sure to subscribe to be alerted when there's a new episode. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Fontenot.